eCars, an agent-based direct-to-consumer solution for fleets, auto lenders, and banks, is here to tell us more about how and why we want to partner up in direct-to-consumer services that save us time, money, and hassle in our auto remarketing lifecycle. What questions do you have for eCars, Retail My Ride, and Allied Solutions? Join the live chat, say hello, make new friends, and learn from the best on ATI Auto Business. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business Tuesday Nights Live, where everyone learns more about the automotive industry. Let's get started with top industry news and headlines that include commercial wholesale rebound, auction industry data, Carvana volume economics. And at the quarter hour, we've got Daniel Chilton with eCars. At the half hour, we're going to bring in Jim Haran with Retail My Ride. We also have Pierre Jennings with Allied Solutions. So let's move into some news. This is show 337 in a row on Tuesday night. eCars remarketing game changer. This is Daniel Chilton. He is general counsel and partner at eCars. He's going to be telling us more about eCars. Tonight, we're talking about repossession, remarketing, banks, finance companies. Now, a week ago, we had NARS Energy. Now, that's repossession. And that conference that's going to be coming up here April 11th and 12th in Orlando, we'll also do a live stream there. And then 2 weeks ago, talked about Car Conference Energy, which is focused on Car Conference at the end of this month, where auctions and consigners connect. And in fact, IARA is going to unveil its updated brand during Car Conference. The new branding will be unveiled during the welcome reception of the annual Car Conference. The Alliance said the rollout will continue throughout the summer, scheduled to be completed by the summer roundtable in August. That's happening in Frisco, Texas. The aim is to bring branding update to honor IARA's past while signaling to the remarketing industry that the Alliance is on the move. IARA said its new brand will include a simplified name, streamlined logo, refreshed website, new URL. The website will provide simplified navigation and refreshed content for members. So auto remarketing is alive and well and very important. As you know, Auto Intel Summit is next month, and as we approach that, we're going to bring on Joe Overby and Nick Zulovich here on ATI for some energy for that show on April 2nd. We're going to do that. You want to know your ecosystem, new, used, dealer, auction, broker, all the way through remarketing. I'm sharing this because it keeps being talked about. You don't have to be in the lane to buy a car at an auction. So there I said it. It started and it doesn't seem to be stopping. Retail My Ride. Thanks, Retail My Ride, for sharing how automotive consignment works in three easy steps. Okay, if you're thinking, what's auto consignment? The term consignment pro here is used to mean a licensed, bonded, insured, state-approved motor vehicle dealer that will market and sell your car, RV, motorcycle for you alongside their vehicles for retail value and take a reasonable commission when it sells. That's consignment. We'll be talking about that a lot tonight. And Jim is with us. Three easy steps. Find a consignment pro, connect with the dealer, drop off your vehicle, sit back and relax. Any questions, you can ask Jim tonight on ATI. There's a picture of Jim. He'll be with us in a bit. Let's go into some news. Good news. Commercial vehicle rebound presents opportunity for wholesale marketplaces. The recovery in commercial consignment volume is already bearing fruit for marketplaces in wholesale auto industry. At OpenLane, previously Car Global, for instance, over 700,000 commercial consignment vehicles were sold through its marketplace last year. That's up from 661,000 in 2022. In the fourth quarter of 23, OpenLane had 183,000 commercial vehicle sales. That's up 151,000 from a year earlier. Now, moving on to repossessions, Peter Kelly said that most of the repos are sold at physical auctions, but there is a digital model. We will be talking about digital models tonight as well. Repo volumes are up. Off-lease volumes are up slowly. Rental car volumes have been quite strong for a while. And at ACV, the company explained its analyst day in June why it was expanding into commercial wholesale segment. There it is again. The investments required to do so and why the company is well-positioned. Commercial volumes in rental, repo, and fleet categories are recovering at a strong pace. Off-lease will take a few years, but the overall commercial opportunity is very attractive. ACV expanded remarketing center footprint with the recent acquisition of a Texas-based auction group that provides additional locations for vehicle storage and light recon to service commercial vehicles. And ACV, again, the auto IMS, the lawsuit has been settled, the license is being granted, and now ACV will connect auto auctions to almost 1,300 commercial consignors in the U.S. through the Auto IMS platform. That's going to come up again tonight, so just wanted to mention it. It's just important news. It's a big change in the industry. ACV will also need additional facilities. The company currently has 8 locations, but 40 locations would be required to reach 80% of the population, which is fascinating because then as we think about Carvana coming up in the news in a bit. The segment of commercial volumes that has taken a particular hard punch in recent years, yes, has been off-lease. A historical strength for OPENLANE, Kelly said. But seeing increased volumes of off-lease vehicles being returned, they're not all getting purchased by the grounding dealer. And tightening of the residual gap and subsequent off-lease improvement is something that ADESA chief economist Tom Contos has noticed in his industry observations as well. So yes, good news, spring already flourishing for both wholesale, retail, used car markets. The wholesale market got into the spring mood in February with dealers acquiring inventory in preparation for tax season, a surge in sales volume and strong conversion rates at the majority of auctions, the decrease in wholesale prices across the board at a slower pace than a typical seasonal trend. So the data, and I checked several sources just to make sure, yes, the data makes sense and is consistent. And here is a report from Q4 2023 with some key highlights. Conversion rate hit 61.4%, up from 58.9%. Average sale price declined in Q4 2022 from Q4 2022. Average vehicle grade fell slightly. Interesting, because average mileage rose. That would make sense there. Average damage estimate went up. Total auction fees climbed, which again is those auction fees. It's another reason for so many alternative solutions that are popping up. Bankruptcies rise year over year for the 19th straight month. That's just straight up bankruptcy filings, representing a 22% year over year rise. Underscoring the continued and anticipated increase towards a normalization from pre-pandemic volumes, where they were incredibly low. So they're moving up back up to normal. Obviously, it's going to represent some repo units. Increase in volume and capacity. Now, a survey does show that consumers have little interest in trusting dealerships. They'd prefer to trust them, but... here's the thing is, camera one, I know that cars are people too, but it's not the dealers you have to convince, it's the people. 34% have felt pressured to purchase add-ons, 30% agreed on the price and when they went to sign the paperwork found there were hidden fees. 28% felt like the salesperson was trying to trick them into a deal. 29% left one dealership, went to another because they didn't think they were being honest in the pricing. I almost wanted to share it on LinkedIn, but I thought, nah, it's just not going to be a lot of likes on that kind of post. To note, when hauling batteries... As if EV hasn't taken enough hits lately, VW faces a pair of lawsuits over claim Porsche EV battery sparked the ship fire You know about the Felicity Ace. In February 2022, this cargo ship caught fire and ultimately sank to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Some 4,000 cars went down. Bloomberg reports that VW Group has been sued twice over allegations the fire started from lithium-ion battery pack inside a Porsche. Would that be one Porsche? Felicity Ace caught fire near the Azores Archipelago while carrying an estimated $155 million worth of high-end cars, including 110 Porsche. The lawsuit is led by the cargo ship's operator, Mitsui O.S.K. Lines, and Felicity Ace's insurer, Allianz. Big players. Global. These are just some of the cars. Audis, Bentleys, Lamborghinis. Lots of Porsche. So, before we move on to the sniff test, I mean, that's the thing. So if you're hauling EVs and you're worried about it, what's the worst that could happen? Let's go from hauling EVs. What if you're storing EVs? What if you're in the recon of an EV and you're not sure about some of those scratches and scrapes in the underbody near the batteries? Let's move on to the sniff test. Now, I am not sure if this passes the sniff test. Let's give it a go. Carvana CEO, how retailer executes eventually scale up is crucial. Carvana CEO Ernie Garcia said the economic environment forced the retailer to veer from growth to unit economics. For a long time, investors supported the order of Carvana Co.'s top three priorities: growth, gross profit per vehicle, driving down expenses. Sounds pretty good. Then came the last couple of years, sustained higher vehicle prices and interest rates converged to curb, not collapse, consumer demand for used vehicles. Still demand, but not what it was, especially not during 2020. A volatile macroeconomic environment, used vehicle market caused Carvana to shift its energy towards something it will always have to focus on: unit economics. Now, Garcia is saying this, according to this article. Unit economics are positive when the ratio of cost to revenue of a product, such as a vehicle, is viable. See, it's not as if we didn't know that, right? Unit economics, is that new? Garcia reiterated Monday that Carvana doesn't plan to move into a fast pace of growth in the first half of 2024. Okay. We couldn't ask to be in a better spot, he said. We'll run that through the sniff test. Leverage ATI in your business. We don't ship cars. We move information. This is ATI. Go to atiautobusiness.com. Click contact us. Submit a question, query, or what have you. Do me a favor, stick around, because right after this, we're going to bring in eCars. Daniel Chilton, you don't want to miss it.
The evolution of transportation. In the beginning of car shipping, there were stone tablets and woolly mammoths, very primitive vehicle delivery. Then, horse-powered haulers with mile-long paper BOLs causing enormous time hassle and massive stacks of paperwork for dealers, shippers, and carriers. What were we thinking? But now, with modern technology and cell phone mobile apps, simply click a button, order quick, reliable auto transport to pick up and deliver your cars safely and on time. It's instant car shipping at the best market rate. Start saving money today and get signed up. Visit oneauctionview.com.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Need help shipping a car or keeping a carrier loaded? Murphy Auto Transport Services is a fully licensed broker and offers professional dispatch services. Visit murphyautotransportservices.com. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Please do help me wish a very warm welcome to first time on ATI. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Daniel, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can see you. Can you hear me?
Please say hello. And I'm gonna ask the live chat, dude. Do me a favor. Just let me know. Thank you, Sky. That is a great promo. Please let me know if you can see and hear Daniel and I just fine. Had kind of a hiccup on a show recently. Last week it was strange, and I didn't change anything, but I think I fixed everything, so the live chat will let us know. Having said that, Daniel, please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you.
Our background is we work very closely with financial institutions, fleets, banks, and we work with them closely on the auto side to understand their needs and wants. And part of that is from a repossession side and their off-lease vehicles, on understanding how could we bring value in an industry that really has a settled platform, which is through a ticket sale. And thankfully, one of the benefits that we have at eCars is we work with a lot of smart people.
I think some of the smartest people I've had the opportunity to work with.
And that means that we can take our clients' most difficult solutions and come up with some innovative ways to bring those solutions to them. So, for example, in particular, what grew eCars was we were with our parent company seeing that our companies would have these need for repossession and then be able to turn around to the wholesale market. Well, it turns out that everyone is doing it that way, and we wanted to bring a different spin on it, something that we could, start small, scale gradually. We wanted to be able to create something really truly unique rather than something copying an existing idea. And being able to have the partners kind of really ruminate through that question to come up with an idea that no one else has is what birthed eCars to begin with. So that's kind of the model and how we even got started with eCars. And I'm really excited to talk about where we are today.
All right, so, the live chat's really helping out, man. Everybody's really pitching in because, some of what you said, I think the first half had some echo on it, and okay. So I'm managing it live, but I think we're there. It just is really, it really is strange, and I'll have to look at it later, but I think we're good now.
Okay.
So, and what you, it seemed like one of the things you were talking about was some of that news, some of the top news, right, was echoing, what you're talking about. Let's keep going. We don't want to stop. But we're talking about you work with a law firm, right?
So part of our parent company is a very large national law firm. They're very good at what they do. They focus on the consumer finance side of our business, and so we understand auto very well. We specialize on the default side. So as I mentioned, we have a deep understanding on the bankruptcy side, trends in defaults, flow rates, net credit loss. And that understanding has really helped us on helping our clients to bring really innovative ways to increase the overall value of the vehicle at time of sale while also driving down costs. So I know I'm speaking generally right now, but I'm trying to give the audience just an understanding on the value that we bring. So what we do is, and in fact, I have a couple of slides here that really summarize what we do.
I'm happy
to share those with folks if we wanted to be a multimedia performance.
Yeah, actually, I do. I really like slides and presentation material. And one of the things that I wanted as you load that up is that I found, so going back, we met at Used Car Week.
That's right.
And we're just
starting in November.
Yeah, we just started talking, and we were standing. It's as simple as we're standing at the same spot at the same time and started talking. That's what makes these trade shows amazing. Take it away with the presentation, and we'll pick back up there when as needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that meeting is just, once again, it goes back to the face-to-face interaction, being open and curious, which I think that we do very well at eCars, which helps us to really get to, you know, what's troubling you, what's keeping you awake at night. Once you understand that and you have that issue from multiple different perspectives, we then come back and we discuss amongst ourselves. You know, I mentioned our partners, they have other contacts that they engage as well. And we can really cast a wide net on trying to bring something that isn't currently being done. You know, we do not copy what's currently in the market, because that doesn't bring any unique solution. They'll just continue on with whoever is currently providing the service. And so with eCars, we are an agent-based, direct-to-consumer method for fleets, for autos, auto lenders, for retail car companies, and financial institutions. So that's really the client that we work with on a daily basis.
Your presentation slide went away on my screen. Do you still have it on yours?
Well, let me pull it up. I'm going to showcase my ability.
Thank you, live chat. My goodness. that echo thing drove me crazy.
Is it still echoing?
I think we're okay now. Now I can see your slide. I just was talking about, you know, I'm so glad we're out of that.
Okay, okay.
All right, cool.
So we really assist the financial institutions and banks, fleets, and what we do is we take their cars and we transport them to our lots to be sold through our dealership network. And our approach is getting a higher lift per vehicle while also being able to carry the cost on ourselves to reduce costs for our clients. And so it goes back to what your comment was in your intro, is we know that our clients, banks, lenders, financial institutions, are going through a target focus for expense reduction while also at the same time looking to enhance the revenue per vehicle for their gross revenue at a vehicle unit. That is what we focus on. Our model is being able to provide above wholesale for every vehicle while also us carrying the transportation costs. We do not charge a fee for auction. We do not charge a fee for storage. We don't charge any additional fee back to our clients. So not only is it an opportunity to reduce costs associated with transportation, storage, auction fees, that also often cut away at the net profit per vehicle, but we also increase the overall value by selling it higher at retail, direct to consumer, while providing a guaranteed lift above wholesale price. So it's moving the needle in both directions to be able to bring in that additional fund. So on the one hand, the CFOs of our clients love it because of the gross revenue per vehicle. Then on the other hand, the COOs love it because we can drive down the expenses that they're increasingly having pressures, because as we all know, as you mentioned, bankruptcy is increasing. You know, defaults are increasing. Delinquencies continue to flow at higher and higher rates. So that means that there's going to be an increase in repos, which means that there is going to be a need and a drive to save on expenses. And that's exactly what our model does.
One of the things, I'm going to take the, unless you have another, do you have another slide after this, or you want to stay?
No, I want more discussion. This is nice and easy. It just kind of gives a snapshot on what we bring to the table.
One of the things that you had said to me that caught my attention was that and this is why I mentioned that, you know, you work for a law firm, is that you know the problem and the obstacles of this specific vertical very well, because they tell you, you know, where their needs are, where mm-hmm. they're not being met. And so eCars was designed to meet and solve those problems.
Exactly.
You didn't create this hoping to attract. You created this knowing there's a problem here.
Correct. That's exactly right. And I continue to refer back to, because we're only as good as the talent that we have. And our partners do this very, very well, is that we just can't throw just any solution at our clients and expect them to be able to pick it up. We know that we have to create something truly unique rather than simply copying the existing ideas that are out there today. And what we do by creating a direct-to-consumer retail market for our clients is exactly what they need to drive down cost and to be able to get a higher lift per vehicle. Now, how you do that, you know, coming up with that solution, that's the hard part. You know, because anyone can go on and cut cost, and or anyone can go on and really push for a higher price. But to do them both at the same time while making the least friction operations with the current process, the current team that the client has, you know, that's a challenge. But our expertise, I've had the privilege to be a part of this for our parent company for now over 7 years. You know, my background prior to that is I worked for a national bank. You know, I started out as a collector and went into operations with the bank. From there, I went into their finance department. I worked night school to go to law school. Thankfully, the bank helped cover that. That was generous of them and allowed me to go to school to afford it. And once I became an attorney, they hired me as an attorney and moved me from Florence, Kentucky to Dallas, Texas, where I live now with my family. And it was from that experience and exposure that I really understood client needs, client demands, seeing it from their lens, you know, seeing it from their operational side, their expense side, as well as their regulatory side, and making sure that we check all those boxes. So being able to work with our, you know, our parent company and building eCars for what it is today has really been a pleasure.
So Sky has a curveball in the live chat. Ready?
I'm ready.
Sky asks, what about recon? Cars have to be safe to be sold to the public. What about warranty retention? Do you charge back the lender if the trans goes out?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. It gets into the heart of what we do. So I think the best way to answer that, especially for a broader audience, is just to start with when we take and transport our clients' vehicles, we bring them to our lot. Immediately, we do an inspection, and we first do a reconditioning estimate. We then share that with our clients. They must approve that if they believe that those are viable, and if so, we will conduct those. Depending on our arrangement with our clients, the vast majority of them we cover. So we cover the reconditioning costs of that, and that's worked very, very well. So we're getting those retail ready. We're getting them ready to sell and to go take the pictures, put them on our car buying websites, sell them from our lots, and get them to go. And so to answer the question is, generally speaking, we're covering those costs.
Thank you for answering that. I appreciate it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring in Jim from Retail My Ride. And then when we have extra time, we're going to bring in Pierre. Now, Pierre's going to call in. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. That's right.
All right, perfect. So stick around right after this. Jim at Retail My Ride. We'll be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verifications of loads where nobody ever answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S. So you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
Don't lose any more sleep worrying about missing leads. Get Transport Auto Quoter to quote the right price the first time, every time. Run your business with TAQ. Visit transportautoquoter.com. All right, here we go. Please do and do keep it going. Let me know in the live chat. And if you see a commercial twice, let me know. Ding. Please do help me wish a really warm welcome to Jim Horan with Retail My Ride. Jim, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can see and hear. How about you?
We can see you. We can hear you. Please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I was very excited to come on and support and tell you more about our partnership with eCars. And let me give you a little quick background first. Maybe it'll all make a little more sense as well. I'm two things, actually. I'm a licensed Texas retail dealer. I have a place called Affordable Auto Brokers in Fort Worth, Texas. So I'm not far from Daniel. It ends up just by coincidence being close geographic proximity when we got together. So I have 10 years experience, a little over 10 years experience selling cars, but I go further back to my days with GMAC and General Motors and remarketing and did a lot with the auctions. And so I've got a kind of a rich history there. I opened the dealership up in 2013. I immediately started offering consignment services, and you touched on what the consignment is, and we could spend an entire hour on that, which we're not here to do today. But it was a good way to source cars. So a mixture of, you know, I buy cars, I take trades, I go to auction, and hey, why not take some cars that I can handpick from some private party sellers that'll help supplement my inventory and my lot. And so that's how we got into the consignment side. Then in 2018, I founded and launched Retail My Ride. It was, and I believe still is, unless somebody can point me in the direction otherwise, but we were the first and only online platform that really kind of took a proactive role in being what I used to call, and I'm kind of call it less now, but the voice of consignment. We're the only website that you can go to that will basically, the mantra is we promote, inform, and connect sellers of all kinds, private party and now institutional sellers through eCars as our partners. And we connect those to a network of dealers that have found us, we find them, they sign up, they register, and they become part of our platform as a network of dealers. So these are, as you pointed out, Jay, our independent licensed dealers throughout the country. We're actually represented in 48 states. They are their own, you know, they're all different sizes. They do their business different ways, but ultimately they're offering consignment programs or consignment services for sellers to bring their cars out and do a retail sale. And the more we talk about it, you'll find is that basically, whether it's an institutional seller or a private party seller, their motives are the same. They want to get a lift or some type of a return or a gain on their resale of their vehicle versus the auction sale, which is wholesale, instant cash offers if you're a private party trying to sell through some of the instant cash or trade-in type channels. So this is an alternative, like Daniel said, that's been out there for many, many dealers. When we cataloged across 48 states, we came up with about 1,100 dealers, auto, RV, and motorcycle, that had already been doing consignment. And since 2018, we've been bringing more and more dealers on as well that want to learn about the consignment selling option. Again, as an alternative source, not a replacement for the auctions, not a replacement for, you know, buying cars from private party, but just a way to supplement their inventory. And there's a great deal of benefits we can go into as to why dealers and what they reap from that strategy of sourcing. So that got us all the way up from 2018. And prior to partnering up with eCars, we pretty much, the platform just had private parties. So if you were a private seller, you'd come to retailmyride.com. You tell us about yourself, you tell us about your car. We look it up, we take your zip code, we find a dealer in your area, and we connect the two parties together. And then the dealer takes it from there, and we kind of step back and just do the connection point. So and that worked really well. And in this past summer, eCars reached out to me, actually as affordable auto brokers, to start selling some of their client cars in the DFW area. And it was really cool because I said, hey, you know, I'll definitely start selling cars for you. I've been doing that. So we started selling their client cars. But I'm also the owner and founder of Retail My Ride. And so that's where the partnership began last summer. It was basically a great deal of synergies that we discovered right away. eCars has, as Daniel described, the relationships, deep, long relationships with very large national institutional clients like banks, credit unions, fleet companies. So they own those relationships. And we already have hundreds of relationships with the dealers who are already doing consignment. So when they approached us, they said, what about, you know, we need to expand our network of dealers. So they've already been doing this with their clients prior to last summer. But as they're starting to grow volume and their clients are starting to see the benefits, they need more dealers to kind of round out the network. And so that's where we're working together with, in partnership with eCars. Daniel and I kind of compete, if you will. He's out looking to sign up dealers to take these client cars. We added it as a product offering to our platform. So there's kind of a private label going on, if you will, with Retail My Ride, to where the dealers that have been on there all along were getting private party cars from us. Now, if they're in certain states, they can now take advantage of eCars clients' cars as well. So we've gone from one product offering a private party to now adding institutional cars. And it's had a great response so far. The other thing I will definitely give great kudos to on the side of eCars and their parent company, I flew down to Boca Raton at their headquarters early on, and we did some great, you know, whiteboarding and mapping out of processes. These guys are terrific at doing all the back office stuff, all the logistics, the setting the prices, the reconditioning. You guys talked a little bit about that, but there's a whole ironed out, almost perfected set of processes, and these guys execute on those very well because they've got the back office administrative stuff down. They're very good at technology for tracking and moving cars and doing those types of things as well. So we're real excited about it. I actually, you know, when during that meeting, the initial meeting with their executive team, I said, I'm only going to bring you guys on like that. You know, they were hiring me kind of, but I wanted to bring them on only if they could serve my clients and my dealer network on Retail My Ride. And they've absolutely lived up to that right away. So that's where we are. We're partners, and their side is growing. It's all about selling cars. It's about retail remarketing, a little bit different terminology there. It's sellers wanting to take advantage of that extra little lift that they can get out of retailing it on a dealer's lot. And so even after netting out fees and commissions and things like that, that dealers might get from that transaction, it's still a good positive lift. I don't think I've ever found in my experience a seller that came to Affordable Auto Brokers or Retail My Ride that went away unhappy and said that just didn't work. I mean, if you use the cash offer, instant cash offers that they receive out in the marketplace, and, you know, if you want to throw names around, KBB, TrueCars, all the different ones we're all familiar with, that becomes a baseline. And then we say, okay, how about if we can get you X amount more than that? But it might take, you know, 15, 30 days, 45 days on that retail lot, but it's another channel to get that lift for those sellers.
Hmm. Excellent point right at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very kind words too. I mean, we work very close day in, day out, and, you know, just having that feedback as well, is very much appreciated, Jim. Thank you. Especially, you know, your experience as a dealer, we hold our dealer relationships, as close as we do our clients, because without having our dealers and communicating with them on a daily basis and working with them very closely, you know, our quality suffers. And if our quality suffers, then our clients suffer. And so it's very much appreciated, your feedback, and also getting to work with you. You know, our team, Brian, our COO, and Andrew, who's kind of the brains behind it all, and our director of operations too, Nicholas. I mean, they're just... They absolutely do a fantastic job.
They really do.
Day in, day out, and they're fun to work with too. There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've really enjoyed it. We've really learned from each other a lot. And like I said, the synergies there are, man, they just, that's the first thing that came out in that conference room. We spent the day mapping things out, how we were going to do things. It just was very obvious that we should be working together. So
that's right. Yeah, and it just, it goes back to understanding that what we're going into probably over the next 5 years, just where the economy is in particular, and the amount of money that's coming into our economy, which is causing prices to continue to increase, right? Yeah. We're going to see that default rates will continue to increase. I just don't see that changing. Default rates means higher repossessions. Higher repossessions will naturally mean higher write-offs for financial institutions. And so when your collections and net credit loss increase, that's when the pressure starts to come from finding, you know, looking under every rock, saying, where are our cost opportunities? And that's why it's a privilege to speak on ATI with Jay, is that, you know, we are able to provide this opportunity for our clients. We're growing very, very quickly, and that's an exciting thing to be a part of as well. But, you know, having our relationships with our dealers and making sure that they're happy is absolutely critical to us.
Thank
and
you.
Great question too, as well, in the chat, just asking in particular about the reconditioning and how repairs are. I mean, that tells me that, you know, this is really giving a lot of thought and trying to make it make sense. And so that was a great question. Hopefully there's more.
There is another one. I'm going to just point you to it, but, I want to thank, and that's the thing is that, I'm going to say Guka Corey. That's the name of the live chat comment there. I want to thank the live chat and anybody tuning in. And I want to thank you for those kind words. That really what ATI, what I aspire to with this channel is to move far beyond the roots of where we started in transportation and logistics and go macro, automotive, marketplace, and follow the changes as they're happening. It what's very interesting to me, and we see it in the news throughout the years, is all these different solutions and variations, these hybrids or just new digital ideas that are, we're talking about vehicle asset management and sourcing. That's not going to go away. The parameters are changing. The way people are doing business is changing, and the network that you're putting together is impressive. And so I'm very excited to be smack dab in the intersection of all that change and progress. So I appreciate you taking the time to join us. What we should do? Do you think Pierre has called in? Oh, there he is. Let's bring him in.
I was just texting with him. I think he's ready
Perfect.
To go.
Okay, great. Let's bring him in. Pierre is going to join us by phone. Pierre Jennings, National Remarketing Manager at Allied Solutions. Pierre, can you hear us okay?
Yes, certainly. Apologize for not being there live. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much. Please say hello and tell us a little bit more about you.
Of course. Thank you for having me tonight. My name is Pierre Jennings. I'm with Allied Solutions. Been in the car business about 23 years. Started at the dealership level. In sales, 11 years, and ended up being a general sales manager before I left, and then went to Allied Solutions, and now I'm in the remarketing world. So I spent a lot of time at the auctions, and from the very beginning, we have always wanted to partner with a platform, an organization that could retail some of our inventory, some of our nicest inventory. And so we kind of teamed up with eCars about a year ago. And it's been an absolutely joyful experience from the very beginning. We've kind of learned a little bit as we've gone. So I'll speak to some of the results that we've experienced. Just starting out with Daniel and his team and how hands-on they are, always willing to kind of be involved with every aspect of the process, starting with, you know, assisting with getting releases sent, following up with transporters, making sure that we get the inventory delivered to the lots on time, overseeing the CR process, getting the mileage updated so we can get the titles started, evaluating some of the CR damages, and making some decisions on what we need to fix or repair, and then ultimately keeping a pulse on the value so we know exactly where we're at with the values on a weekly basis, and then on to setting the vehicles for sale after we've monitored the clear dates and everything's passed through. So their team has been instrumental in the success of this process, and I can't thank them enough. When we first got started, we had a few growing pains. We were sending some inventory that maybe didn't fit the program quite as well as we thought. So we ended up spending a little bit extra money in transportation, moving those few vehicles to auction. So as we've done that, now this year, we've started to kind of fine tune the process, take a deeper dive into the vehicles, the agents, CRs, trying to really get a better handle on the overall grade of the inventory that we're going to send, so we can minimize some of those expenses that might be involved with additional transport or repair. I think ideally we want to try to find a vehicle that's going to require about $1,000 or less in recon, and ultimately we can try to maximize our returns. I'll speak to the returns to some degree. I think we've experienced the first year I think we sold about 20 units, and we were fortunate enough to have about 117% gross and roughly a 99% net to MMR in our returns. So we were real excited, because at that point we were averaging probably in the neighborhood of about 80, 85 gross, 78 net, somewhere in that ballpark. This year, we've experienced some of the same gains, about 113% to date, with roughly 20 units sold and 95% net. I feel it's important to note that Daniel has been instrumental in kind of getting the program to where it is now. he spent a lot of time developing relationships, trying to get our inventory into better locations, improve the marketing and the vehicle exposure, and ultimately experiencing some additional sales growth because of his efforts. It's been a pleasure partnering with him and his team because they take a vested interest in our success. And ultimately, that's all you can ask for when you're dealing with a partnership. Allied's been extremely pleased with the results, and eCars continues to produce at a high level. So we're certainly very thankful for the partnership and are looking forward to continued success.
Wow. Thank you, Pierre. That's absolutely music to my ears. Thank you. That's very, very generous and kind comments, especially I remember you were our first big client. And the way to success is making sure that we're working with you very closely to meet your individual needs. And that means winning on how you define winning. And so it's just been a privilege as well to work through that with you to understand what winning actually means, because that tells us a little bit more about the industry as well from your perspective, which has only helped us. So thank you very much.
Oh, it's been our pleasure.
Glowing review in many areas of positivity. Jim, what we heard several areas that Pierre mentioned that he likes what he's seeing. What are you focused on?
So in the very beginning, he touched on the thing that we probably spent the most amount of time in the early days of establishing the program for how to sell these cars, these institutional cars, through our network of dealers and other dealers that wanted to take advantage of it. And that is the vehicle selection criteria process. You know, like I said, there were mistakes made in the beginning. It was kind of growing pains, but it's worked out now to where there are picking the right cars in the cycle of getting that car into the retail channel. Let me throw a phrase out there that we used early on, and I think it still kind of conjures up a good image. You know, traditionally, your banks, credit unions, fleet companies, they pretty much have been, because of the volume and they're, you know, they've got a lot of asset management, like you say, they've got to get these things moved. They've always kind of had them on the auction conveyor belt. So we called it the traditional auction conveyor belt. And what we've been able to help folks like Pierre, and working with Pierre and with Daniel, was to establish, you know, not every car should come off the conveyor belt and go to eCars. It's got to be the ones that will get you that lift without spending too much money and too much time. And then you kind of loop back in when you get feedback. Okay, we just did 20 cars. And as Pierre says, you know, overall as a portfolio that went into that new channel, how did it perform? And then can we make it even better by maybe tweaking those selection criteria? So that was the part, you know, you're working with vehicles, you've got condition reports, you got photographs. You know, we're working with the same information that a lot of the online auctions are putting out for potential buyers of these cars, whether it's, you know, Manheim Online or Simulcast or whatever. And we're trying to then work together with Pierre and other clients of Daniel's to say, you know, here's the ones that you basically reroute them off the conveyor belt, get them to eCars and get them into the network of dealers that are going to retail them for you. So that was a big focus, will always continue to be as well.
Yeah, and you know, one of the most challenging things when going from really zero to one with the concept is working through the mistakes. Exactly. And it takes good partnerships, smart individuals, strong talent, and that's those will always be some of the strongest, most impactful lessons to do why it is we do what we do. And now, as we've worked through those, we've been able to fine tune it, as Pierre mentioned, just, okay, we might want to do this. And he's given us some terrific feedback along the way. So I've, Jim, you have other clients as well. And as we fine tune them and we're Communication is absolutely key on a daily basis to make sure that we're meeting the need. You start to develop this service and this product that you're really proud of. And, you know, I don't think we're there yet. Maybe we'll never be. You know, it's hard to be perfect, but as long as our clients are happy and our critical relationships, like our dealerships, are happy, I think that tells us we're on a good path.
Absolutely. I think anytime you can get 118% retention, you're going to get people's attention.
Absolutely.
And I really believe that there's not very many opportunities in this realm to find that type of a result. So I can't say enough good things about the experience. And anytime I can certainly help promote your program, I will absolutely be available to do so. And of course, Jim, you know, with all of your efforts behind the scene to make these vehicles sell the way they do, I know that a lot of that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears have gone into it. And I really appreciate all that you've done as well to create the network, because together, everyone achieves more, you know, and I believe that wholeheartedly. It's all about a team mentality. And it's partnering with the right types of folks that have thick skin, you know, can take constructive criticism, but all knowing that it's going to be in the end all for our own good. So can't thank you enough for allowing me to be a part of this today, and look forward to many more in the future.
Pierre, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate all that.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
What we'll do is, Pierre, we'll let you go, and I'll just put you back in the waiting room. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Pierre.
And what I want to do before I say goodnight is I just want to bring up, Jim, Retail My Ride, your website here. Again, you can go to retailmyride.com, and you've got, right, talk about the consignment process. What else do you want to say? I've got your website up on the screen.
Oh, give me another hour, man.
You don't have it. No,
The website is always evolving and changing. What you're seeing there is basically the place where the private party cars or private party sellers come in. Again, we promote, we inform, and we connect, and we make it as easy as possible. We don't try to control the dealers or tell them how to run their business. All we're there to do is inform and educate the sellers about what is consignment. We call it the third selling channel. You know, again, I think you'll see one of our videos. It says you can either sell it to a dealer, sell it yourself, or sell it on consignment. And it's that simple. And so there's articles there. There's content. It's a good website. It's free to the sellers. And there's obviously a monetization model there for the dealers, right? But it's always free to the sellers. And it's very good information and content.
So. There's a lot we could keep going. We're not going to do that tonight. But I really like that there's a lot that Pierre elaborated on, the different areas that you're working on, that you assist him, that you're hands-on, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a testament. I mean, I was like, that's good stuff for the website, that audio right there. So we could talk about that later. But I just was really thinking how the hybridization and customization over time of all the different ways, all the different channels to accomplish what was originally at one point a one size fits all, right? Mm-hmm. And even as Pierre identified some of, and I think this applied to Sky's comments and questions in the live chat about some of the sweet spots that he started to identify, less than 1,000 in reconditioning, right, and estimates and whatnot. So it seems there is real opportunity here, and you're going to see continued growth. That's pretty exciting.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're hoping. And I think if you provide excellent service, as we've seen with what our parent company does, just multiply it, and you'll always have clients to serve.
Anything to add before I let you go?
Can I plug one more website that dealers, if they've got dealers in the audience, hopefully we do.
Yeah.
Retail My Ride is that's our main portal and all that for connecting. But we have kind of a dealer informational website. We just put it out there recently. It's called, and you'll love this, getfreeinventory.com. And that's what it is. If you sign up to be a dealer on our network and work with us and with Daniel, it's basically free inventory. And we can tell you how all that really is true. I mean, it seems like that's far-fetched, but it's absolutely true. It's consignment, and you're selling someone else's car, and there's a process there for you to make very good money doing it. And there's a lot less market risk, and it's a free piece of metal on your lot. So no floor plan, no cash outlay, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, we have it in there. And what I'll do is I will also grab the URL, and I'll throw that in the live chat too. Jim, thanks for mentioning that. Absolutely. Gentlemen, I thank you. And you know, we'll bring it back to that used car week. How did I know? There's no way I could have known that standing at a table with you at Used Car Week would lead to this. And that's the power and the magic of trade shows. That's why I'm absolutely hooked on trade shows. And I hope to see you, either of you, both of you, at a trade show sometime. There's plenty, so we'll have to coordinate.
Absolutely. We'll be at CAR. If you see me, please shake my hand. You know, whether it's Transporter, remarketer, anyone, just to know each other in the industry, to connect the dots. I think that's what makes our industry so great. And being able to provide ultimately our clients, the end consumer, for a very competitive, good price vehicle.
And even if you're not sure, even if you see, this e-car says, oh, I don't know, it's shaking things up, talk to Daniel. He's a wonderful guy.
Can we give up my email address?
Yeah, please.
Happy to answer any questions from folks. Or if you're, a vendor that's in this space, we're always open. We are growing very quickly. We are always welcoming new discussions to talk through things. It only helps us and will probably help you as well. So we'd love to have a chat.
And I'm putting that in and I'm going to verify with you, dchilton@ecars.com.
That's right.
All right. And Jim, do you want to put an email address in the?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me again, by the way, today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Real simple, jim@retailmyride.com.
Yep. jim@retailmyride.com. I got both of those in there, and I'm so glad we were able to do this. It's just after 8 o'clock, so we should be good on time. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time tonight, your input and sharing, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Contact them if you need to in the live chat, their information. Gentlemen, I'll put you in the waiting room. Have a good night, and thanks again.
Thanks.
All right, perfect. And I'm going to finish the show out now. And I try to do this. And I'm so sorry about that little bit of echo or a lot of echo or whatever that thing was. I think I got it figured out. In my troubleshooting, I had Thursday's show. I still don't know how a setting got changed, but some kind of crazy delay showed up. And then I was working on it. And then I updated the software. And you know how that goes. Anyways, I think we got to figure it out. Thank you so much for your patience, for being in the live chat, for your contribution, for enjoying the show, for liking what ATI does. There's many flavors out there. I'm excited about what we're doing here. So I want to thank One Auction View, Murphy Auto Transport, Auction V Commerce, Transport Auto Quota, Superflow Systems. Mark, thank you so much. There's a bell. I really do appreciate. Oh, and here, yeah, you know what? A little bit of martini action in the live chat. I don't even think I hit the applause button tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in to ATI Auto Business. We'll see you soon on the next show. No show this Thursday, but we'll be back Tuesday with Karsker. Man, we are talking remarketing, auction, wholesale, digital solutions. Join us for Karsker next Tuesday night. Here comes the car hauler. Peace out, everybody. Thank you.